I'd like now to introduce Joe West. His group, Joe West and the Santa Fe Review, is playing this Friday, October 14th, at El Museo Cultural. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Very glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you, too. Just getting to know your music. Tell us, give us kind of an introduction to your world of music.
I'm sort of a narrative-based folk singer, is what I would describe myself as. I'm a Santa Fe person, spent some time in Texas and some time in New York City as a theater person in my past, but over the last 15, 20 years have been a songwriter and storyteller, performer, and I would say a lot of my narratives in song have, over the last 10 years, have certainly encompassed life in northern New Mexico and Santa Fe. And
what are some of the tales you tell?
Oh, well, anyone who kind of knows, has come to any of my shows or the Santa Fe All-Stars has certainly heard stories like Trip to Roswell, New Mexico, and $2,000 Navajo rug, where the girl sweeps him under the $2,000 Navajo rug and things like that. Jam bands in Colorado. What's another? There's a series of stories about Jamie, who is the girl from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, who was sort of a heartbreaking situation, and there's little narratives of her life that weave in and out of South Dakota and New Mexico, and they're all kind of autobiographical and based a little bit on my adventures.
So you're basically telling the stories of this area and getting ready to take them on the road, almost like a troubadour takes the story from one place and tells them somewhere else.
Yeah. I think the concept of this show is sort of thinking that there's a certain... I think my work sort of encompasses community and locale and stories that are really based and derived from there and characters. And Arnie Bay is sort of the producer, and he kind of came up with the concept of thinking that there's something really universal about my work and how it kind of is a sense of community in other places too, and to do it as a small touring show, kind of a Will Rogers Follies type thing.
Where are you going to go?
Well, we're going to go all over. We're going to start as a show. We're going to just build it regionally. This winter we're going to probably go to the Midwest in the middle of winter, like to the northern regions, which is probably the worst thing we could possibly do.
I was going to say, shouldn't you go to the Midwest when they're having festivals?
That's exactly. Well, I have a lot of history up there because I spent some time growing up in South Dakota. I'm from Santa Fe, but I went to college in South Dakota, and I studied theater and went to Minnesota for a couple years, and Wisconsin have it like this. So I have a lot. I've always toured up there. So this winter we'll be doing kind of a follow-up on my circuit up there with this show.
Should we hear a little bit of music right now?
Well, sure. There's, if I was to suggest one of, this is my Human Cannonball CD that has sort of great Santa Fe story. It would be Jam Bands in Colorado.
I've heard Jam Bands in Colorado. That's not the song, but the actual
oh, yes,
phenomenon.
Well, that's sort of the joke of the song. And Cowgirl Hall of Fame is a very Santa Fe story. Heaven's Very Sweet. Oklahoma Bound's fun. Oh, Anita Pita is one that also showed up on my children's album, and that's very Santa Fe.
Well, let's hear one of those, and thank you for being with us, and we'll see you this Friday at El Museo Cultural at what time?
8 o'clock, Mary Charlotte.
8 o'clock. Well, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for giving us a plug on the show.
And totally sort of last minute, so we hope you come back for a longer one soon.
I'm sure I will.
And we're going to go out with Jam Bands in Colorado.
There's a lot of jam bands in Colorado. There's a lot of jam. My buddy Paul went up to Denver for a show.
ended up breaking down just south of Pueblo. Right when he thought his plans were all shot to hell, up drove some girls that he knew pretty well. They had a carload of mushrooms and pot. In fact, they had more than just a lot. Paul was a nervous type and he began to sweat, but he saw a string cheese show he'd never forget. There's a lot of chance